I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. Tourism and the arts took a hit in the budget adjustment agreed on by the governor and the legislature earlier this week. The biggest hit to culture and tourism was a $1 million cut to the state's still revolutionary tourism marketing campaign. In an editorial meeting with WNPR, Governor Malloy said that during recent closed-door budget talks, some legislative leaders proposed cutting even more from still revolutionary.
No, it's not something that I advocated for, but in a bipartisan process, you have to make compromises. Members of the legislature are not as supportive as I am, and this is an ongoing and fairly constant battle.
The legislature also agreed to cut $313,000 in funding to 24 museums, music groups, theaters, and regional arts councils.
Cuts to arts organizations will actually harm the state's economy.
That's Frank Mack, an associate professor of arts administration at the University of Connecticut.
If they all started to engage in less activity, fewer people go to the performances, fewer people go out to restaurants, fewer people are filling parking lots, etc. This whole cycle of economic activity is decreased.
Mack says these cuts disproportionately impact the state's smaller arts organizations.
They're going to have to really scramble. They're going to have to make some sort of significant change or find significant new money to replace that in order to sustain the level of work that they had planned to do.
Malloy must find an additional $93 million of savings from the budget as part of Tuesday's budget agreement, but said culture and tourism would be far down on his list of possible new cuts. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.